So wait a minute, I wanna do this. So Pa'al was what was Katav, and when I had Lamed Hey, I had Ra'a, right? In PL, I had Limed. In PL, I had Tziva. Okay? So Tziva, what's that Tziva? I want you to think, PL Limed, Tziva. Now, Hitpael, Hitpalel. How do you say Moshe was commanded by God? Who?
It's tava.
Where is the
dagesh
forte?
The dagesh forte is the vav.
The vav, exactly. And where is the tav of the binyan hitpael?
This is tav.
It became a tet. It became a tet because it switched spots and it's a tadi. So you cannot hear it anymore, so it doesn't make sense to you. Mm-hmm. But don't forget that the rules were where the Proto-Semitic consonants were pronounced Proto-Semitically. So, or like Arabic. So you have yes-pa-wa. This is slewa, and this is spawa.
So right? I'm confused about why does the tet come in here?
Why did the tet come there? Go to tsarich, mm-hmm. Go to sa'ar, go to, and see how it. No. Well, you have a tzadi in the poal.
Okay.
Are we okay? So always go to something you've learned. When you go to gzaot, go to something you've learned before, like pa'al and pi'el. We learned it slowly and we learned it thoroughly. If you don't have that under you, under your belt, you take one of those pages and you make a page only for pa'al, across the gzaot. You take one page for PL and you go across the Zerot, including Gadarot in places, and you take Hit Pael and you do across these changes. Tov?
Sometimes I'm disappointed with myself that I have allowed myself to come. Sloppy American pronunciation of Hebrew.
No. I'll tell you what not to do. Do not do yet. Ayin Vav Yod, future in Pa'al. And do not do Peinun in Pa'al, future. Don't do any Hif'ils. And don't do any Nif'als. Not Pu'al, not Hit'el. And Hofan, sorry.
What else did we tell them not to do? The Ayin Vav.
Nif'al, not to do.
No, the other, what you said first.
Ayin Vav Peinon. Future. Ayin Vav Peinon, future, do not do.
Oops.
One of them is, I need to review next time. And one of them, we're going to learn as part of the next learning session. Okay. So what are you going to do?
Friendly
to
the next week. We're going to
conjugate the verbs. We're going to find some verbs. Yeah. Three verbs, did you say?
I said one of each sample.
One sample of each one of them,
and review PL in the same way.
So one of each sample of what?
Of the different kinds of verbs.
You have a list on page 98? And on page 97, it lists what type of verbs you have in each pair.
This is so cool. So what would be confusing is if in the Shoresh there was a
Samet, Shin, Sin, Tzari,
Zayin.
Shin, Sin, Samet, Shin, Sin, Tzadi, Zayin.
No. What I'm saying is that it would be confusing if you actually had a tav, a tet, as part of the Shoresh, you would know where is it Yifael, or is it?
Is it a Sabi tent?
Yeah.
You will not know what it does there.
Sorry,
we'll learn one at a time. But all the phenomena and the processes are, you've already met all the processes. So when you sit, it's like, wait a minute, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a degish is this? Why did it happen? Ah, that was the root. This is a binyan. Eh, oh, cool, this is what happened.
So these are all hitpael verbs, so which ones?
Okay, after class, let me mark some for you, okay?
Oh, so we can just take any one we want?
Not just anyone. No.
The ones that speak to us.
To speak to me.
The one that...
In the different categories.
No, it is not a funny thing. Don't roll your eyes. Because
okay.
You would be required to pronounce them correctly with the correct vowels. And you are an audio learner. You have it. You're a musician. The next thing will be to know the grammar, and you will not know the grammar unless you know the vowels. Okay, so I'm trying to, for you, I'm asking you to pick one that really speaks to you. Like they are meaningful to you, that makes sense to you. Maybe there is a story affiliated with that verb for you that will help you to remember what it means.
But you said one for the different categories.
One is each category.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Which category
you're
talking about?
Shani'im
and what else?
Shlemim. In all the Shlemim, you've learned like Itlabesh, right? And then you have Samech, Shin, Sin, Sadi, Zayin.
Right,
and then Hey at the end.
Mm-hmm. And the ones with Hey.
Dutziva, Sadi Vav Hey. Write it down. Sadi Vav Hey.
And they're all Shlemim.
Sadi Vav Hey is Lamed Yod.
Right, okay. Right.
Okay.
I have it all written down. It's just
okay.
That's fine.
Cool.
It's not on.
What, Coleman?
It's not on this list. It's not on the list.
No,
but, it's,
but I just put it on the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So in Unit 4, we read a story about the war in 1973. So in that story, you may
page 87.
Did everybody read in chapter 3? Did you review chapter 3? All of you read. Do you understand what? How do you use haya rotze vehaya omer? Yeah. I asked everyone to read or review the materials in chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
And one of the subjects was how to use haya plus present tense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
76.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 75. Yeah, on 75, it's called Zmanim Murkavim, the complex auxiliary verbs, you call them.
Yeah.
So for repetitive,
yeah.
Repetitive
mm-hmm.
action,
yeah.
Repeated action, or regular action that you do over time regularly. Like, he used to go to shul every morning. Haya holech. It's haya plus present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And haya holech, this is heavily used in rabbinic Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily used in rabbinic Hebrew, and you translate it into past tense. Haya holech means he went. Okay? He used to go every morning. So, that's one of the concepts that was in chapter 3. The other one was Lamed Aleph.
He was in the past, he was always walking this way.
Uh-huh.
It would be Haya, the same as used to.
79, you have Lamed Aleph. So if in Pa'al, Lamed Aleph doesn't sit for you, you can conjugate and ask him the questions, okay? In 79, I asked to go over the concepts in chapter 3. So you will see that Lamed Aleph is totally not an issue at all. The Aleph just gets rested. And it's different from Lamed Hey, because Lamed Hey makes real changes. Lamed Aleph is just resting. You just need to know how to identify this. And when it's resting in past tense, on 79 on top, you see asterisks. So instead of karati, it doesn't have a vowel, karati, it's a long vowel, so there is no beged kefen to the geshkal, the tabs, the katavti. Okay, so pay attention to these. Some of you did already put it on your review charts when you gave them. Some of you, I haven't seen charts yet. Papa, I need to see charts.
Do you want review charts for all the verbs or just for the...
Can I see your homework from last time, from last week? Can I see your homework from last week?
Really, you haven't done it yet, so...
No, I just
want to... Let's find the honor for the rest.
I don't know, I couldn't...
So, what do they look like?
I've told you right now.
What's this one?
Just like the heat pail is going to look like, yeah.
Right. Did I give you some?
You gave me a verb analysis.
Oh,
language
verbs.
And
this verb she gave us 2 weeks ago.
A verb analysis and a journal.
No.
You didn't do
that. I gave you the from the.
And I gave it back to you because I didn't see it.
No,
you gave me only journal entry.
So
I gave her the work back.
We just did verb analysis.
This is what it's going to look like.
This is what she's talking about.
Not verb analysis from the story, but this, conjugation.
Yeah.
So.
From what?
Yeah, hold, here it is. Okay. All right, so you gave me this week. Okay, so now I have it. Okay.
You assigned it last. The first class you assigned some
verbs.
Did you assign other verbs last week when I wasn't here?
No.
It's the same thing you're talking about.
Today I am. Today I asked you to choose for hit pa'el.
Okay.
And I asked you to choose for yourself pa'el.
Right. So that's what
so
you want.
So all of you do pa'el and hit pa'el for next time.
Yeah.
Okay? Pa'el and hit pa'el. Pa'el and hit pa'el.
Where do we get the pa'el verbs from? What charts?
In unit 2. So you
anything
need to,
from unit 2.
In your meeting with Yona, you need to go to, not unit 2, sorry, listen. Book 2.
Book 2.
All right, so in your meeting with Yona, you need to look into... Book 2, PN.
And do how many verbs do we need to do?
One for each pattern. So make sure you have shlemim.
Okay.
Cool. Now don't forget, it's not your first meeting with it. You've learned it in Hebrew 1 through 4.
I know.
Okay, so right.
It's fine.
It should not be. Okay.
It's not going to be hard.
It's fine. Now, so in Lamed Aleph, if you do not know in Pa'ala how Lamed Aleph does it, you need to look in 3 and do for Pa'al. I'll check here what you did.
For Pa'al.
Nothing. Forget it. I'll check first. I'll check what you did first. Okay. So I asked you to analyze verb from which story last time?
The Hodu Tar.
Talmigol Hodu, right? In unit 3.
Page 55.
Yeah. So for this week, you're going to analyze verbs for me from Unit 4, from the story of Yom Kippur War. Read the story, read it with vowels, read it without vowels. Do you know how to record yourselves online?
Record ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a microphone to record.
On the computer? Do you know how to send a... And then
file,
yeah. Okay, so everybody practices and sends it to me like we did last year. So you know how to do it on the computer?
Yeah. Is that with Windows Media Player?
Yeah. So read, record yourself reading the story without vowels. So you use with vowels, you practice without vowels,
okay?
You read with vowels. Write the story in the front of the unit, on page 87 is with vowels. The end of the story, the end of the chapter, on page 116 is the same story without vowels, like a tikkun. Okay, without vowels has fillers. Yod for E's, vowels for O's or U's. Okay? So I want you to practice with vowels, practice without vowels, and record without vowels.
Did you say 116?
No,
is
listen.
Without the vowels?
Yeah. Without vowels is 116. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're going to send me recordings.
Cool.
For the whole story.
For, let's say, for one chapter, not the whole story, because it's going to be a long, a big file. Will not go through one. Now,
you mean paragraph?
Not paragraph. One chapter. It's chapter Aleph, Bet, and Gimel.
Of which story is this?
Yeah, of this. 116. Lamb of the Mind. Yeah.
From.
Remember that one.
Yeah.
Blood and Mortar.
Okay.
So one chapter.
One chapter. Record in sand. One chapter on page 116. And remember, with the vowel fixes on page 87.
Just one chapter. It could be any chapter we want.
Yeah. Now, remember that when you're reading, intonations reflect your understanding. Mm-hmm. So go over vocabulary. When you read with vowels, translate yourselves. Read it at least three times. Make sure you understand what you're reading. If you don't understand, it's a time for you to call me or email me, say I need help, if you cannot translate it yourself. Because I am going to know from your reading whether you understand it or not. Yeah? Okay, we are back. We did it last year. Everybody recorded themselves.
That's great.
And sent it to me.
So you want
this is how we save time in class.
Two recordings or just one?
One recording.
Do you mind which address we use?
No, I don't mind whichever address you want to use.
Okay.
Okay. Analyze the verbs for this story, the whole story, and verb analysis. Seda?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I can do a review with you and move forward. Seda?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were in chapter 6, so good. So next time we're going to go to chapter 5. Okay, I'm excited about that. Okay. Now, let's, in chapter 4, we talked about state verbs. Which binyan do state verbs belong to? Page 94. Which binyan do we belong to? Did we do it in this class last
week? We did stay with
the... Did
you
do that?
Yeah. You started out saying
you didn't. Awesome. For some reason I didn't.
What's the question?
No, so we don't mentioned it.
Nothing.
Which verb?
That's all.
Stated verbs.
Stated verbs. What do we know about that?
Last year.
Oh, these are the ones that we had to learn a special list for. They were unusual.
What was unusual about them? What's unusual about stated verbs? The vowel pattern in what tense? In present tense. Vowel pattern in present tense is different. It's A-A. Sameach, smecha, smechim, smechot. Ayef, ayefa, ayefim, ayefot. Ken, ra'ev, re'eva, re'evim, re'evot. What else is special about them?
There is adjectives.
They are used as adjectives. Right, the present tense is beinoni, participle, and it's used as an adjective. Okay? Ani ayefa, I am tired, is a verb. Aval, hayeled, haayef, yashav bakita, the tired boy, said in the classroom, that's an adverbial use of the same form. Nachon? Yeah, describing word. Okay, but what else do we know about the stative verbs?
I'm sorry, that the vowels are different in
yes, in present tense. Right. What else do we know about them? They are pa'als. Absolutely pa'al.
Mm-hmm.
Because past tense will be mokatavti katavta, ra'avti ra'avta. Okay? Yashanti yashanta. Aval yashen yashena, not yoshen yoshenet. Yeah? Yashen yashena. What else do we know about them? About future? How do I conjugate stative verbs in the future? Like ichtov or like elmad?
Elmad.
Right? I'm going to say ani irav. Right? I will be hungry. Ani etzma. I will be thirsty. Ani efal.
F-al.
The music is either F-O-L or F-A-L. For stative verbs, F-A-L.
I will be thirsty.
I will be thirsty. I will thirst.
Etzma.
Etzma. And I was thirsty, samati. Sarimem Aleph. Don't forget the Aleph. It's silent, you don't hear it, but it's there. Samachti. Yismach Moshe b'matanat chelko, right? In the Amidah of Shabbat, Yismach Moshe. Sada? Okay. Actually, it's okay, I'll keep it for the next four. That's enough.
Go. Beseder.
Beseder, ma beseder. Okay, let's look on page, what time is it? 5 minutes.
So, are state verbs considered FR?
Can. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Other questions about state verbs? So, if you want to practice how Hitpa'el is being used, you have a little story, a journal of a little boy, a child who is 8 years old, on page 100 and 101. It's a journal day by day.
Oh, yes.
Remember
yes.
it? So
yes.
you can practice reading it and smile to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? It's literally practicing Hitpa'el in all of its forms. Say that? But I want verb analysis from the real story of the chapter, which was Damvamayim. Okay?
I didn't understand what you said.
Page 100 and 101. No. Yoman Shel Rami is a journal of a child who is 8 years old, Yeled Ben Shmone. It's showing you how Hitpa'el is being used in writing. Set out?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget your journal entries.
Oh, you left you on top of this. You can hear your journal.
Oh yes.
You remember it's 20 minutes a night, and if anybody needs a little more, somebody yesterday said
to do all this.
Yeah, if you do 20 minutes a night, no, everybody learns differently, and everybody requires different amount of work to accomplish the same goal. So I had someone yesterday. She says I said an hour. I find myself sitting for hours and I don't want to get off the page. And I'm like, this is your problem. It's a choice. They're sitting and they dwell in it and they like it and they feel control. They're feeling in control because they sit and write these verbs and they know how it goes and they feel excited and they go on and on and on. It's not my fault that she sits for hours. You know, if you take what I'm telling you to do, 20 minutes a night, you are covered. Now, for some people, it will take longer to put things together in writing because you're not used to writing yet. So, you know what? The more you write, the more you do it, the quicker it's going to be over time.
Get used to it.
Okay? Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful week. And a Shabbat Shalom because I won't see you before Shabbat. Okay?
I have a question.